This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. Today marks the 34th anniversary of the École Polytech massacre and the 32nd National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women in Canada. Today, TMU held a memorial in the Sears Auditorium in the campus's engineering building to commemorate the day. The National Day of Remembrance first started in 1991 as a response to the École Polytech massacre, where 14 women were killed and another 13 people were wounded. It is a day to remember those who have experienced gender-based violence and those we have lost to it. The Day of Remembrance is part of the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence. The theme of this year from the Canadian government is to, quote, listen, learn, and act. Noreen Carr, co-president of the Women in Engineering at TMU, says,
when we don't listen to them, we can't really do much to resolve or come up with an actionable plan to make the environment feel safe. So when we do listen or we're asked to listen, and we also volunteer to listen, we have to do it with the intent of really listening with an open mind and understanding the perspective or the story or the experiences of the other people who are wanting for us to listen. So I think when we do listen with an open mind and an open heart, we're really able to make steps to go forward and change the environment to be more safe for those who are needing to be heard. And I think that's what really cultivates a safe environment.
At the end of TMU's event, they put roses into vases to commemorate the women lost at L'École Polytech and those we lost this year in Ontario due to femicide. They had 14 white roses for the women at L'École Polytech, 62 red roses for the women and girls in Ontario that were victims of femicide, and one red rose for the women outside of Canada. The Ontario Association of Interval and Transition Housing has been keeping track of the femicide cases in Ontario since 2015. In the 2022 to 2023 report they released at the start of the 16 days of activism, in the province they have recorded 62 confirmed cases of femicide. 16 of those cases took place in Toronto. Tamar Myers, Director of Research, Planning, and Assessment at Toronto Metropolitan University, shared a story about going to L'École Polytech shortly before the massacre. Myers says,
I was in university in the mid-80s. My father was an engineer, and he had encouraged me to think about a career in engineering, although I took a different path. I was recently out of university myself when I heard about the murders of the 14 women at École Polytechnique in 1989. And had given birth to my daughter the year before. The news affected me on many levels. To this day, I always make sure to take the time on December 6th to think about what happened and how important it is to remember. For me, it is one way of continuing to raise awareness about violence against women and girls and think about what I am doing and what more I can do to help promote equity and inclusion for women.
Throughout the year, Ontario municipalities have been declaring gender-based violence an epidemic, with Toronto making the declaration in August 2023. As well, the National Action Plan Against Gender-Based Violence received an additional $162 million in funding for Ontario organizations to use to end gender-based violence. Meyer says,
we've come a long way, but more change is needed. We must work to end violence against women, not just on this national day, but every day. Not only is gender equality a fundamental human right, but it is the foundation for a peaceful, prosperous, and sustainable world. I encourage you all to be part of this movement for change, to listen, learn, and act to support those affected by gender-based violence and confront it in your daily lives. We must continue to do everything we can to build a safer, more inclusive